chapter 1 to chapter 11, the first part, talks about salvation.
那从12章到16章,
from chapter 12 to chapter 16,
就是在讲服事,
talks about serving.
也是对神的一种崇拜,
talks about serving, which is the way of worshiping God.
所以罗马书可以说是新约版的出埃及记。
So the Romans is actually a New Testament version of the book of Exodus.
那旧约的出埃及记是以色列民的历史来描写。
So the book of Exodus is a description of the history of the Israelites.
但是罗马书是从属灵上的观点来描写救赎。
In the book of Romans, parallels to the book of Exodus, which describe the spiritual salvation and spiritual worship.
那在罗马书里面有非常重要的两个部分。
In the book of Romans, there are two very important sections.
第一个就是称义。
The first topic talks aboutsanctification. Justification.
那第二部分是成圣。
The second part talks about sanctification.
那这个称义是什么？什么意思？
What does it mean by justification?
我们现在来看罗马书的第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter
3. 罗马书第三章。
Romans, chapter 3.
第二十一节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 21.
但如今神的义在律法已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。二十二节。
Verse 22.
就是神的义，因为信耶稣基督，加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Verse 21. Now apart from the law of righteousness of God.Has been disclosed, namely the righteousness of God through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction.
如果有神,
if there is God,
人要怎么跟神能够重新建立关系?
How can man establish a relationship with God again?
圣经说神是义的。
The Bible says God is righteous.
义就是没有罪。
Righteous meaning that there's no sin.
所以谁能够解决罪的问题，谁就能够站在神的面前跟神和好。
So if there's one person who can solve this problem of sin, then that person can allow one to be reunited with God again.
因此，如果我们听人说所有的宗教都劝人为善
，and we always hear people saying that all religion is to turn a person to be a good person.
这个大概是对的。
To teach a person to be good, and that's always right.
因为一般所有的宗教都劝人为善。
Because all the religion is to teach a person how to be kind and good.
但是如果提到得救
，But if you're going to talk about salvation,
那只有一条路可以得救。
There's only one path.
就是主耶稣这一条路。
And that is through the Lord Jesus.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为只有主耶稣能够解决罪的问题。
Because only Lord Jesus can solve this problem of sin.
也就是说，只有主耶稣能够称我们为义。
Only the Lord Jesus can justify us as righteous.
所以圣经里面讲人要称义有两个方法。
So the Bible says, to be justified, there are two ways.
第一个是靠着守律法
，One is by law，
就是我一生律法一条都不犯。
That means in your whole life you will just hold on to all the law and do all what the law says。
但是这不可能的。
But it's impossible。
你只要犯一条就是罪的。
If you were to go against just one of the law, then you have committed sin。
那这不是律法不好。
It's not to say that the law is not good。
从神来的都是好的。
From anything from God is all good。
你看十诫有哪一条是不好
？Look at the Ten Commandments. Which one of the Ten Commandments is not good?
每一条都是好。
Every one of them is good.
因为这是出于爱。
Because this is from the love of God.
前四条爱神。
The first four is to love God.
后六条爱人。
The last six is to love the human, the man.
所以这是本来是好的。
So all are for good intention.
但是好的东西为什么会变成不好？
But why is the good things can be seen as bad?
就是因为我们人做不到。
Because human cannot fulfill all these good things.
所以律法变成定罪的标准。
So the law become one that will judge a person's sin.
因此圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
That is why the whole the Bible will group all everyone to live under sin.
如果没有圣经，
it's without the Bible.
我们就不知道什么是罪。
Then we wouldn't know what is sin.
但是圣经一翻开来，
but once we turn the Bible,
我们常常违反诫命。
Then we read that we have gone against the law.
所以要靠着自己的修行达到没有罪，这是不可能。
So if one through his own discipline try to be sinless, it is impossible.
那怎么这怎么办
？So what should you do?
那人不是没有路可以走吗
？Then there's no road that this person can take on.
所以来的主耶稣。
So here comes the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
So our Lord Jesus died for our sin on the cross.
因为他没有罪。
Because he is sinless.
所以他才有资格为我们的罪死。
And that's why he's worthy to die for our sin.
那他也已经死在十字架上。
And he has already been crucified and died on the cross.
所以我们的信仰最有力量的是什么？
So what is the most powerful part of our faith?
不是说，你不信将来下地狱。
It doesn't mean that if we don't believe, we will go down to hell.
我也听过慕道朋友说，反正下地狱不是我一个人，有伴。
And I've heard of a lot of truth seekers saying, I'm not the only one who's going down hell. There are a lot of people in this world going down with me too.
他不会怕。
I'm not afraid.
但是基督教最有力量的是主耶稣的爱。
But the truth is that the one most powerful thing about being a Christian is the love of God.
所以主耶稣说，我如果被举起来，我要吸引万人来归我。
The Lord Jesus said that if my name is held high, I can allow the whole world to come to believe in me.
这个举起来就是钉十字架。
That is to be held is to be crucified.
那钉十字架就是神对人的爱一个最具体的显明。
To be crucified on the cross is one of the most obvious manifestation of God's love for human.
一个无罪的人为着要救人的罪，他被挂在十字架上。
A sinless man to save the sinful man.
他不是被勉强的。
He was crucified on the cross, and it's not by force that he's been crucified.
他是自己选择去做的。
He chose to be crucified.
那为什么选择去做？
Why did he choose to be crucified?
因为他要把人从罪里救出来。
Because he wants to save man from sin.
所以今天我没有办法解决罪。
So today we cannot solve the problem of sin.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
有一条另外一条路可以走。
There's another path that we can take.
就是信耶稣是我的救主。
That's to believe the Lord Jesus is my Savior.
然后我受洗。
And to be baptized.
就在洗礼的时候，主就称我们，洗掉我们的罪，称我们为义人。
And it's during the time of baptism that our sin is washed away, and then we're justified righteous.
这个叫做称义。
This is justification.
所以称义是恩典。
To be justified, this is grace.
不是靠行为。
It's by grace that we're justified, not by our deeds.
只用信心接受洗礼就称义。
The moment that you accept truth by your belief, then you are justified.
因此，圣经告诉我们，以色列百姓出埃及那个过红海，就是代表受洗。
The Bible says that the Israelite ones they cross the Red Sea that represent baptism.
那这个过红海，这个是恩典。
To cross the Red Sea, that is grace.
以色列百姓没有用什么力量。
The Israelite they don't have any power.
他只跟着摩西就出去了。
They can only follow Moses on this journey.
这完全是恩典。
This is all by grace.
那我们先来看那是罗马书里面出埃及是在哪里
？So let's look in the book of Romans. What does it says about coming out of Egypt?
就是第六章。
That's starting from Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章就是在讲洗礼。
Romans chapter 6 talks about baptism.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书六章第三节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
岂不知我们这个受洗是归入基督的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？第四节
Verse 4，
我们受洗归入死，和他一同埋葬，叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Verse 3， or do you not know that as many as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may live a new life.
所以这个第三节哦，他在讲洗礼发生三件事情。
So in verse 3, it talks about what three things that happened during baptism.
第一个就是与主同死。
First is to be baptized into his death.
第二个是与主同埋葬。
Second is to be baptized, to be buried with him.
第三个是与主同复活。
And third is to be raised with him.
这个三件事情在洗礼发生。
So these three things happened during the time of baptism.
所以我们洗礼的时候为什么要低头？
So why is it during our baptism we bow our head?
因为主耶稣受死的时候低头。
Because the time when the Lord Jesus was crucified, his head was lowered.
那洗礼是与主同死。
So when we are baptized, we die with Christ.
那个时候我们是罪的。
We were sinner.
那罪人就是低头悔改。
So as a sinner, you lower your head and repent.
这是谦卑的表现。
This is a reflection of humility.
那为什么要全身入水？
Why would you bury yourself, immerse the whole body into the water?
这个就是与主同埋葬。
That is to bury with the Lord Jesus.
这个救人罪人埋到主耶稣的宝血里面。
So the sinful nature, the old self, is being buried into the blood of Jesus.
那当我们从水里面上来
，So and then when we came out from the water and raised from the water，
那个罪的人已经被赦免了。
So the sinful self was then being forgiven。
所以与主同复活。
And then we are raised together with the Lord Jesus。
我们就变成没有罪的，被称义。
Then we become sinless and we're justified by faith。
就是出埃及。
That is come out of Egypt。
所以出埃及叫做受洗归了摩西。
So Exodus, another meaning for Exodus is to be baptized into Moses.
这是完全是恩典。
This is all by grace.
那从第六章的十二节开始。
From chapter 6 verse 12 on.
这个就是旷野的操练。
It talks about the training in wilderness.
操练什么？
What is it trying to train?
就是要操练我们成圣。
So it's to train us to be righteous.
成圣
to be sanctified.
那这个称义跟成圣什么关系？
So what is the relationship between justification and sanctification?
称义是身份上的改变。
Justification is a change of your status.
比方说，有很多人来美国很久以后，他就规划成美国公民，拿美国护照。
It's just like a person who came to America for a period of time, then he become an American citizen.
但是他在家里看中文电视，吃中餐或者韩国式餐都跟美国没有关系的。
But the person can go back and continue his own culture, eating Chinese food or Korean food has nothing to do with American culture.
那成圣就是生活的改变。
Sanctification is this change of the lifestyle.
那个生活改变到最后跟我们的身份，称义的身份一样。
So our life is changed, our lifestyle is changed, so then it matches with our status.
那这个过程叫做成圣。
So this process is called sanctification.
那有一天我们在美国住久了，我们的想法、我们吃的、我们的生活都跟美国人一样，那这实质上变成美国人。
So once your thought, your lifestyles, what you eat and how you think is like American, then you truly have become American.
那这需要时间，也需要人的努力。
So it takes a period of time to become one.
所以这个成圣，这个要努力。
So to be sanctified requires an effort.
要靠神的帮助来努力。
So it requires help from God to make an effort.
但是称义是恩典。
So to be sanctified, to be justified is by grace.
成圣要努力。
To be sanctified is by effort.
那我们要成圣第一个困难是什么？
So to be sanctified, what is the first problem that we will encounter?
我们看第六章的十二节。
Let's look in chapter 6 verse 12.
罗马书六章的十二节。
Roman chapter 6 verse 12.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从肢体的私欲。十三节。
Verse 13.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪作不义的器具，倒要从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体献给义作，做义的器具献给神。十四节。
14.
罪不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法下，乃在恩典之下。这个地方告诉我们哈，洗礼完之后
，So here it tells us after the baptism，
我们有两个选择。
We have two choices to make。
第一个选择
，The first choice，
让神来当我的主人
，To allow God to be our master。
第二个选择
，Second choice，
让罪来当我的主人
，To allow sin to be our master。
不管谁当主人，我们都变成奴隶。
Regardless who is the master, we are still slave。
如果不是神的奴隶，就是罪的奴隶。
If we are not slave to God, we are slave to sin。
那刚刚我们讲洗礼不是把罪都洗干净了吗
？Just now we talk about after baptism, isn't our sin all washed away？
对，罪洗干净。
Yes, our sin is washed away。
但是罪性还在。
But the sinful nature is still inside。
这个罪性不是洗礼完就没有了。
So it doesn't mean that after baptism, this sinful nature will disappear。
比方说会生气的
For example, a person who is quick-tempered.
他不是说洗礼完就不会生气。
Doesn't mean that this person after baptism he will be slow to anger.
洗礼完还是会生气。
So after baptism he's still quick-tempered.
这个就是罪性。
So this is the nature, the sinful nature.
那有的人很骄傲。
And some people are prideful.
那不是说洗礼完他就变成谦卑。
So doesn't mean after baptism he become immediately humble.
他也可能还是很骄傲。
So he's still easily proud.
为什么？这也是罪性。
This is also that sinful nature.
因此这个成圣呢，就是要靠着神的帮助，怎么把这个罪性改变。
So to be sanctified is to through the help of God to make an effort to change this nature.
那在罗马书里面要成圣呢，也还有两条路。
And in the book of Romans, in order to sanctify, there's two ways.
第一条路就是我们自己可以选择。
One way is that we can choose.
第二条路是我们没有办法选择。
The second way is that we cannot choose.
那我们自己可以选择，怎么选择
？And if we want to make the choice, how do we choose?
就是去了解罪怎么控制我们，然后靠着圣灵的帮助，一直祷告，一直祷告，从罪性里面得到自由。
First is to understand how this sinful nature is controlling ourselves, and it's through the help of the Holy Spirit that this sinful nature will then leave us.
那我们也可以选择，我就是不祷告。
Or another choice is that we don't pray.
那信主五十年，可能都还是旧人。
And after believing in the Lord for 30 years, 50 years, you're still the old self.
因为我们没有靠神的帮助改变罪性。
Because we did not depend on the strength of God to change the sinful nature.
我们现在来看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7, Roman chapter 7.
第七章十八节。
Verse 18.
第七章十八节。
Chapter 7, verse 18.
我也知道在我里头就是我肉体中没有良善为此立誓为善由得我只是行出来由不得我十九节
Verse 19
故此我所不愿意的善我不做我所不愿意的恶我倒去做
Verse 18 For I know that nothing good lives in me that is in my flesh for I want to do the good but I cannot do it Verse 19 For I do not do the good I want but I do the very evil I do not want
这个保罗他是一个有良心的人。
Paul is a person of conscience.
他有一个体验。
He has an experience.
说我可以立志行善。
He says here that I can determine to do good.
但是行得出来，行不出来，我没有办法控制。
But I cannot control what I want to do.
所以善我不做。
So for I do not want to do the good.
但是。我不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
But I end up doing the very evil I do not want.
这个就是罪在控制。
So this is the sinful nature that is controlling you, and it's the king.
那这个被罪控制就不自由了。
So once you are being controlled by sin, then you are no longer free.
为什么你被吸烟控制了
？Because being controlled by smoking.
被喝酒控制了。
Your habit of drinking.
被这个毒药所控制了
drugs,
被仇恨所控制了
by anger and hatred,
这个是我很痛苦
so these are all the sinful things that control us
那要怎么胜过去
so how do we overcome all the sin
25节
verse 25
感谢神靠着主耶稣基督就能脱离了
thanks to God through Jesus Christ that our Lord that we can sever ourselves from sin
第八章第二节第八章第二节
Chapter 8 verse 2
因为是生命圣的律例在基督里释放了我使我脱离罪跟死的律
Now it's according to God's truth that I can depart from all this sin
第八章第二节
Sorry
罗马书八章二节他这里说有生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了
So here it says that it's the law ofThe law of the life-giving spirit that free us from sin.
所以当我们祷告被圣灵充满的时候
So today, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
罪性就被解消了
then the sin will then leave us.
我们就不会生气
We can get rid of sin.
不会恨的
We're not angry with people.
不会想要抽烟
We will not want to smoke.
不会想要去吸毒
We don't want to take drugs.
那就自由了
Then we are free.
所以信耶稣守道哦，如果说我很想做，但是我不能做，这个守道很痛苦。
So to believe the Lord and the things that you want to do and you cannot do, that is actually quite painful.
这个也持不了多久。
And you can't last.
有时候我们才反而觉得，那我不信道好。
So well, it's better off that I don't believe.
但是当我们一直祷告，祷告到被圣灵充满。
But the moment when we pray and then we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
你发现呢、啊？不是我们不可以做，你是你不需要去做。
And it's no longer that it's not something we cannot do; it's something that we don't need to do.
那就自由了。
And we are truly free.
所以这个是成圣第一个方法。
So this is the first way to be sanctified.
了解自己的软弱，不住祷告，祷告到被圣灵充满，
to understand
就解决了。
And that filled with the Holy Spirit, and then solve the problem just naturally.
所以这个就要求圣灵。
So first we have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
难道？要靠着圣灵的能力更新
and depend on the Holy Spirit to renew ourselves
所以啊提多书才这样说
that's why in the book of Titus it says
神救我们不是因为我们的义
God save us is not because of our righteousness
乃是借着他的怜悯
but it's because of his mercy
然后借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新
and it's through the renewal of the Holy Spirit andthe rebirth of baptism.
重生的喜就是出埃及。
To be reborn by baptism is to come out of Egypt.
那圣灵的更新。
And to be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
就是让我们从罪性得到自由。
That is to allow our sinful nature to be rid of.
所以这个是罗马书在讲一个人要成圣。第一个方法就是靠祷告被圣灵充满把罪性拿掉
So in the book of Romans says in order for a person to be sanctified then we have to depend on prayer to fill with the Holy Spirit to remove the sinful nature
但是这个要我们自己自觉努力自己去决定要不要这样追求
So this has to come from our self-awareness and then we can make an effort whether we want to pursue
那另外有一个就是你没有不必选择
The next thing is thatYou don't have to choose.
就是患难。
That is suffering.
我们现在看第五章。
Chapter 8, Book of Romans, Chapter 8.
那这个患难就是要帮助我们成圣。
The Book of Romans, Chapter 5, tells us how to be sanctified.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书第五章第三节
Romans chapter 5 verse 3
不但如此就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜因为知道患难生忍耐第四节
verse 4
忍耐生老练老练生盼望第五节
verse 5
盼望不至于休止因为所赐的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里
verse 2
3
对不起
三到五节第五章
verse 3Not only this, but we also rejoice in suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
这里啊，没有说信耶稣就没有患难。
So here it tells us that doesn't mean the moment we believe in the Lord Jesus, then we won't have any suffering.
但是他说，患难中欢欢喜喜。
But here it says that we rejoice during the time of suffering.
那接下去它叫做患难生忍耐。
And then it says, that from suffering it produces endurance.
难道忍耐生老练
？And endurance produces character.
老练生盼望。
And character produces hope.
那这个老练哦，中文翻译真的不懂什么叫做老练。
So Chinese talks about character.
但是英文一看就很清楚 ，character 再翻回来就是什么性格、个性。
Character is your nature.
所以神要改变一个人的个性啊，有时候就允许患难临到。
So for God to change a person's character, He allows the suffering to come upon us.
那所以我们有时候啊，一个困难过去，另外一个困难又来。
So sometimes we feel that we have one problem after another problem.
那神很爱我们，为什么允许这个困难来到
？So God loves us so much. Why is that He keeps giving us all the sufferings?
就是要让我们。
So that because he wants us to be sanctified,
要改变我们的个性。
He wants to change our nature.
那改变到什么程度呢
？He wants to change our character to what point?
要改变跟主耶稣一样的个性。
To the point that we are like Christ.
那这样我们这个人在神面前就变成有价值的。
So then we become a person of value in the eyes of God.
所以人的价值怎么定
？So how do we determine the value of a person?
跟主耶稣一样，就是有价值。
To be like Christ, then we are of value.
跟主耶稣不一样，就是没有价值。
If we are not like Christ, then we have no value.
所以耶稣就是标准。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is our standard.
因此患难就是要改变我们的个性。
So suffering is to change our character.
那我们在患难中要怎么办呢
？So during the time of suffering, what should we do?
因为有时候我们真的是会怀疑神的爱，有时候会埋怨。
So sometimes during suffering, when we are so painful, we may start to complain
about
God and doubt His love.
所以第五节。
So verse five.
说所赐的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
God has poured out in our heart through the Holy Spirit.
因此，当我们患难的时候，不断祷告，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So during the time when we pray, the Lord has given us poured this Holy Spirit into our heart.
虽然没有患难没有过去，但是神的爱充满。
Even though the suffering is not over, our heart is filled with the love of God.
那我们在患难中也会感谢神。
Then during the time of suffering, we'll praise God.
因为知道这是出于神的爱。
Because we know that it's from the love of God.
那如果是出于神的爱
，If it's from the love of God,
就有希望。
Then there's hope.
所以这个患难如果把它想说倒霉、不幸、巧合。
So if we think about this hope, is that oh, we are so unfortunate, it's just a coincidence.
那就有时候就没有希望。
Then it becomes hopeless.
不幸发生在你身上，你怎么改变
？Because if it's something that's so unfortunate that happens on us, then how do we change it?
那如果我们感受这个是神的爱
，But if we feel that this is the love of God,
就有希望。
Then there's hope.
因为神改变到我们一定的程度，患难就过去了。
Because the moment when God changes our character to the point.To a certain point, then the suffering will just then leave us.
所以患难就是要帮助我们成圣，在患难中最重要是祷告，被神的爱充满。
So suffering, the purpose of suffering is to sanctify us to a point that we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们有没有遇过信徒在患难中不会埋怨，反而感谢神的？真的有。
So have we met with any of our members that they did not complain during the time of suffering? There are members like that.
当他被神的爱充满，他就可以感谢。
Because the moment when they're filled with the love of God, then they start to praise God during their time of sufferings.
所以这也是在讲圣灵的功用。
So it tells us the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
罗马书提到圣灵的功用有三大功用。
The book of Romans tells us the three important work of the Holy Spirit.
在成圣的过程
During the process of sanctification.
第一个就是给我们力量，让我们从罪里得自由。
To give us strength so that we can be free from sin.
这是圣灵第一个功用。
So it's the work, the first work of the Holy Spirit.
那第二个是我们在患难中将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So the second work of the Holy Spirit is during the time of suffering that our heart is filled with the love of God.
所以有时候我们去看一个患难的信徒
So sometimes when we visit a member who is suffering,
第一个就是了解他的痛苦。
So first, we want to understand his suffering.
第二个呢
Second,
要用神的话来造就他。
We must use the words of God to nourish this person, to help this person.
第三个呢
What is the third?
要帮他祷告。
Is to help him pray.
鼓励他祷告。
To encourage him to pray.
一直祷告他被神的爱充满。
Until when he is filled with the Holy Spirit. With the love of God, then we'll be that the person will be okay.
好，所以第二个功用就是让神的爱浇灌在我们心。
So the second purpose is is to allow God to pour the love of God into the heart.
好，那圣灵的第三个功用呢
？What's the third work of the Holy Spirit?
罗马书第八章。
Let's look in the book of Romans chapter 8.
好，罗马书第八章的二十六节。
Verse 26.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们，我们本不晓得应当怎样祷告，只是圣灵用亲自说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。二十七节
，verse 27，
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Verse 26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how we should pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with inexpressible groanings. In verse 27, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes on behalf of the saint according to God's will.
这里说啊，有时候患难来到，我们会觉得很软弱。
So it tells us that during the time of suffering, we will become so weak.
患难就是考试啊。
Because of suffering is actually a test.
有时候我们在学校读书哦，读了半个学期，到底懂不懂
？Sometimes, when we are students and we study for half a semester, and whether we know the content or not.
啊，考试一下就知道。
The test will reflect our knowledge.
那有时候我们信耶稣哦，信了很久以后，到底我们的灵性到哪里
？And the same when we believe in the Lord Jesus for a period of time.Then where is our level of faith or spirituality?
患难就是考试。
So suffering is a test.
那患难一来，我们才知道说啊，原来我们很软弱。
So with the test, then we truly see that we are very weak.
那在软弱的时候怎么办
and, ？So during the time of our weaknesses, what should we do?
这里说有圣灵帮助。
So it tells us that the Spirit, Holy Spirit, will help us.
那圣灵怎么帮助我们
？How does the Holy Spirit help us?
这里说圣灵用。说不出来叹息我们祷告
and here it says that the Spirit himself intercede for us with inexpressible groanings
有时候我们一个人患难太大他跪下来祷告他不晓得怎么祷告
sometime when the person is suffering greatly he doesn't even know how to where to start when he starts to pray
遇到很大的打击很大的困难他真的不晓得怎么祷告
because after he has suffered greatlyhe wouldn't know how to pray.
但是那个时候怎么祷告
？So at that point, how did he pray?
我们就跪下来，奉主耶稣圣名祷告，就念哈利路亚就可以。
So during that time of suffering, if we were to suffer that much, we knelt before God and pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
然后圣灵就说方言了。
And then the spirits will speak in tongue.
那这个方言就是代替我们祷告。
And then the speaking in tongue is actually interceding for us.
那怎么代替我们祷告
？How does it intercede for us？
这里说用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
It intercedes with us with inexpressible sigh and groanings。
然后二十七节
，verse 27，
圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
And the Holy Spirit pray and intercede on behalf of the saint。
所以这个圣灵，圣灵知道我们的需要。
The Holy Spirit knows our needs,
也知道神的旨意
and also knows the to know God's will.
所以他知道按照我们的需要，然后按着神的旨意替我们祷告。
So he prays for us according to God's will.
那这个祷告就最有功效。
And then this kind of prayer is one that's filled with a lot of is very effective.
所以哇，神要让我们成圣，有时候遇到困难。
So if God wants us to be sanctified.We will encounter suffering.
圣灵会代替我们祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit will intercede for us.
我们得到力量，这个困难就可以度过去。
So the moment when we receive the strength, then all suffering will then soon go away.
那我们怎么知道我在患难中有没有得到力量
？So how do we know during the time of suffering whether we truly receive the strength or not?
二十八节。
Verse 28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
But we all know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose.
万事对我们都是有帮助的。
So here it says that all things work together for good.
万事就是不顺利的也是有帮助的。
All things are good things and bad things.
那怎么让不好的、不顺利的到最后对我们有好处？
So how do you allow the bad things, things that are not fortunate, to allow to benefit us in the end?
这里说爱神的人就会得益处。
Here it says that for those who love God, he will benefit from all these things.
我们要用爱神的态度来面对 我们的患难，到最后患难对我们就有好处。
So, when we face all the suffering with this, attitude of loving God and all these things will then, benefit us in the end.
你看啊，主耶稣在十字架上很大的患难。
Look at the Lord Jesus when he was crucified on the cross, he is suffering greatly.
但是他求神赦免那钉他的。
So, but at, on the cross, he asked God to forgive those that crucified him.
这个就是爱神。
So this is truly a reflection of love.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because it's God's will.
那这样做带给他什么好处？
So what benefit does it brings him?
圣经说神就升他为至高。
So God raised him up as high, as glorious.
主耶稣的名就非常有权柄。
As the highest, and the name of the Lord Jesus has power, become the most powerful.
那我们经过称义，再经过成圣。
So from the process of justification to sanctification,
那我们就可以服侍神。
Then we can serve God.
就到十二章的第一节。
And that's starting from chapter 12 onward.
所以如果只有称义没有成圣，
So if you are being justified and you're not sanctified,
这样的人很难站在神面前服侍神。
This person cannot stand before God and serve God.
因为神是圣的。
Because God is holy.
没有成圣，神不会用。
If a person is not being sanctified, then God will not use this person.
所以成圣需要一段时间。
So to be sanctified requires a process of a period of time.
所以这两个加起来就进到十二章的服事。
So, if you to put justification and sanctification together, then you can then enter into the chapter 12 portion, which is servitude, serving God.
所以我们这样圣经一读，我们就发现，信仰是怎么一回事，就变得很清楚。
So as we learn about this, and we start to know what is all about our faith, then we become very clear of the process of believing in God.
就把一点一点连成一条线。
So we connect all these dots to a line.
那这一条线就是从埃及一直指向迦南天国。
And this line is starting from the dot where you leave Egypt and to the point where you enter into the land of Canaan, which is Heavenly Kingdom.
那我们的信仰就有方向。
Then we have a destination, a direction of our faith.
那有方向就不会迷失。
And if we have a direction, then we'll not get lost.
有方向就有意义。
And if we have direction, we have purpose in life.
这个就是我们的追求。
And this is our pursuit.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymns.
277。
277。
Thank you.
Tonight at Baldwin Park Church, we have our evangelical service.
代祷, 求主, 带领, 祝福这个,
let us pray in our prayer, let us pray for this event.
也求主带领我们去的信徒, 平安的去,
and also, may the Lord guide these members journey there back and back safely.
也为着我们圣地亚哥的 宣道牧养工作来代祷。
Also, we pray for the holy work here in San Diego Church.
我们先来一起来祷告。
Let us pray.